There's a famous Christmas song that says, "There's no place like home for the holidays." I'm not a very good singer, but you know the point, right? Friends ask each other throughout the Advent season, "Are you going home for Christmas?" Why do you think it's so important to know whether or not someone is going home? And most especially, why is it so important that we go home at the holidays? Of course, there's another song that's very popular that says, "I'll be home for Christmas." It was written about coming home during World War II. The song says that I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. This song, among many other favorite Christmas songs, captures the longing to be home, especially for our soldiers overseas, and especially for their families that miss them. Even if they couldn't come home, of course we can all dream about it. Christmas music, I don't know if it is for you, but it is for me, something that speaks the longing deep within my heart to dwell on the idea of what is home. Perhaps some of us have not even yet had an experience of home. Perhaps some of us are sitting here thinking, "I don't really want to go home. It is not a nice place right now." And sometimes people are sitting here saying, "Christmas is not very merry to me." Barbara Brown Taylor, who's a famous preacher, writes the following about romanticizing Christmas. She says, "Every Christmas Eve functions like a kind of time machine for us, taking us back to every other Christmas Eve we've spent on earth. For some, it's the smell of pine or the taste of roasted turkey. For me, it's my daddy's stuffing, just so you know. For others, it's sitting around with bathrobes, sipping coffee or hot chocolate, while kids chase around a new puppy through a sea of wrapping paper. For others, this night is a reminder of the way life should have been, but never was. Those who have looked all their lives through other people's windows as such scenes of domestic bliss, but never as somebody on the inside." Some of us feel homeless at Christmas. John Ortberg suggests that there's the home we long for and the home we have, and sometimes there's a huge gap in between them. The story of Joseph and Mary is that indeed they were a long way from their home. They had gone to where Joseph's ancestors were from in Bethlehem and had traveled there while Mary was 9 months pregnant on a donkey. The wise men also wandered far from their home, and so did the shepherds, and they all ended up where the baby was born. And yet he had no place to lay his head and was in a stable with the animals. I ask you about what is home for you. Mercy Me is a Christian group that I love very much, and they have a song that I listen to a lot. It's called "Homesick." It talks about that all of us, whether we want to or not, live in this earthly world homesick. We want to leave the hustle and bustle of life and rest in the peaceful arms of our Lord. But this world competes with that longing, promises us joy of consumerism and things and all kinds of wonderfulness of this world. But really, what God is hoping for is that we would find peace with Him. I don't know if you know what Christmas really means, but it's about Jesus coming to be at home with us. Jesus is in this very room, Emmanuel. He chose to reside with us, to live in us, to give us purpose for our lives, to give us home when we didn't have one otherwise. How many of you know the story of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? Have you ever seen it? Yeah? Do you know it, Aaron? It's a great story, right? And I think you were actually in the show, if I recall, right? Okay. Well, I went to go see it this year, unfortunately not where Aaron was, but I went to go see it in Princeton, and it's a beautiful story if you haven't thought about it in a while. There's a man named Scrooge, similar to Mr. Toomey, right? who gets visited by three different ghosts and spirits. And one of them takes him to the current time, one of them takes him to the future, and another one takes him to the past, right? Probably not in that order, but that's what happens. And when he sees the future, he figures out that he missed out on so much, and he lived his life the way he shouldn't have lived. And then a light comes on, and he figures out what Christmas is all about. It's about life, and it's about the life in abundance that only you can know in Jesus Christ. And some people think that when you watch this movie or watch this play, that it's not very Christian because there's not a lot said about Jesus, right? But there's little tiny Tim, and he says, "God bless us, everyone," right? And the other thing that happens, if you ever notice, is they sing Christmas carols in the streets, telling of God's love. There's a famous quote from the story that comes from Charles Dickens himself. It says, "He went to the church and walked about the streets and watched the people hurrying to and fro. And he patted the children on the head and questioned beggars and looked down into the kitchens of homes and up to the windows and found that everything could yield him pleasure." He had never dreamed of any walk that anything could give him so much happiness. Do you want to be home for Christmas? Then travel with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and come to Bethlehem and come and see Jesus Christ, who's born for thee.